This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pressure yet. They're not scared. And so hats on the O-line, make sure we get our jobs done, protect it. And, you know, I've told those guys as I got here, protection's going to beat coverage, but that's a big ask. So make sure that we're, we put the hat on of making sure we get those guys blocked. But you can't hide from it.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski here with you. And that was Jeff Saturday on the Steelers front four. When he said they're all dudes, it reminded me of last year when Paul was saying, he's a guy. Remember? A guy. That was like his handicap. He's a guy.
Was his starting pitcher? Yeah. He's a guy.
Jacob Stallings.
You remember it? You're like, he's a guy.
Yeah, he's a guy. And you know what? He hit one to the warning track that day. Just didn't go out. I remember it very clearly.
Man.
All right. So he's a guy. There's some guys playing tonight, Monday Night Football, Steelers at Colts. Steelers, 2.5-point underdogs. And in the break, Joe O brought up a good point. A lot of these favorites just keep winning. And nobody's losing in Survivor, which had me thinking, hey, maybe it's time to bring back the old heavy favorites parlays that I loved to do last season. But what do you like in this one, Joe? Side, total, props, where are you looking?
Yeah, just to piggyback before we go into the Monday night game, I'd have to look at it. I wonder if it happens most years where we're spending the first couple of months trying to figure out what exactly these teams are. We think we know, but we really have no idea. And then once you get 2/3 of the way through the season, what are we seeing now? We're seeing a lot of teams that are losing intentionally. And now in Survivor, what I've noticed over the last 5 weeks, now you're just picking on those teams that are trying to lose. Oh, like, I don't know, Houston, like Chicago, like you just keep picking on those teams and you'll find a Miami matching up with Houston, or you'll find a New York Jets team matching up with Chicago, teams that you probably haven't used in the past. So I wonder, you know, a lot of times the conversation of saving teams comes up, but I'll just tell you in my pool, and I know the same thing happened in Circa. I don't think anybody lost this weekend. Nothing's been happening for the last 5 weeks. The last 5 weeks, three of them, zero eliminations. One of the weeks, it was one elimination. So really, there's been 1 week out of the last five where anybody's of significance has been knocked out. So we're not getting any upsets. I wonder if we're going to miss it by a week, because you would think it's going to happen one of these crazy weeks. And we'll talk about it later. Some of these early lines for next week. Deshaun Watson's favored by a touchdown on the road in his first game in almost 2 years. Ooh. So I wonder if that could possibly be a spot, but I don't know. There's the Houston Texans. Just interesting that if you believe in let's just get through these first couple months as we're figuring out these teams. Like if you're alive right now, it's a battle because nobody's getting kicked out. But as far as tonight goes, we're still at 2.5, right? This line has not been budging. Favored by 2.5.
Total 39.
39.
Feels like a lower scoring game to me, right? I mean, Matt Ryan's basically just somewhat of a game manager. Two struggling teams. I think I'm going to be looking more to props in this one.
Would it surprise you if we get more scoring than expected? And I say that because last week, the Steelers went against the Bengals, ended up being a shootout divisional matchup. But that's a good Cincinnati defense. I think overall, I'd say they're top 10 this year. Pretty good. But they were missing a couple players. But the Steelers still put up 30. New Orleans, that's a good defense. They did a good job yesterday. Only gave up 13 on the road to San Francisco. They scored 20 on them. Pickett, while I hear a lot of people criticize him, let's not forget what the conversation was when they made the change from Trubisky to Pickett. It was, oh, man, this is going to be really tough. Look at these defenses he's facing. So I think that if you're criticizing Pickett because of his stats, well, he's a rookie for one. But look at the lineup of defense that he's faced. Jets, Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Eagles, Saints, Bengals. He hasn't had one easy week yet. Colts are a solid defense, but they're not as good as some of the defenses that he's already faced. I'm kind of looking at next week and thinking that might be a good picket spot at Atlanta next week because by far the easiest defense that he'll play all season long. But we do have a contest play on this, so it's one of our top five, and it's a game that we landed on very quickly. So we feel strong about one side in this one, and it's the road underdog. We like Pittsburgh getting 2.5. Jeff Saturday should not be favored over Mike Tomlin in a primetime spot. Now, these other teams are also getting tape on OC Parks Frazier. So how long is this going to last? Now, maybe we're getting a bump. We've heard some Colts players talking about it, saying that, you know, he's brought so much life to the organization, and they're crediting Saturday a whole lot. Well, let's also not forget that the quarterback change has a lot to do with that as well. So they beat Vegas, which was shocking at the time, but also looking back on it, the Raiders should not have been favored by as much as they were. It was just a fade off the TV guy going to be the head coach. And then they hung with the Eagles. It was a one-point loss last week. So I guess that's why the Colts are getting a lot of respect. But for me, with the tough defenses that Pickett's faced, with everybody back for that Pittsburgh defense, I'm willing to give them a bit of a pass last week because it was Joe Burrow's offense. With Minkah Fitzpatrick back, we saw Watt's impact right away. I think the Steelers have the better defense. Quarterback, the way Ryan's played, it might be pretty close. Steelers have the better coach, and I'm getting points with the experienced head coach in a primetime spot on the road. So I like this. I like the Steelers, and I really don't understand why Indianapolis is laying points.
Wow. I mean, does Kenny Pickett and that offensive line doesn't concern you at all?
No, it does. Absolutely does. I will say that Najee Harris has also played well the last couple of weeks here, too.
Thank goodness.
He was doing nothing early on. Yeah, well, like you mentioned it, he doesn't have an offensive line, and they're a predictable offense, so he hasn't been able to do anything. Last 2 weeks, he's had 20 carries in each game, and he had 90 rushing yards against the Bengals, along with 26 through the air, and he had 99 rushing yards against the Saints, a team that is known for stopping the run. As he gets pretty good defenses, 2 touchdowns last week against the Bengals. So I assume they're going to stick with the run. We expect it to be a close game. I wouldn't hate people that are making cases for Najee Harris props.
Yeah. I guess the thing that would concern me when it comes to the side to, you know, be on the Steelers is just Matt Ryan. I mean, he hasn't been terrible in these last couple games, a total of 435 yards, no interceptions in the last two games. And Jonathan Taylor's kind of, you know, returned to form. He's been a boost, you know, so I don't know if I can do it. It's going to be a stay away on the side for me.
Stay away on the side. You doing anything with this low total of 39?
I am not, but I'm with you. I would not be shocked if this one goes over. It's like these Monday Night Football games have been so low scoring, just weird, you know, weird, lower scoring games. I don't know what to make of that. I'm just going to probably look at the props market. You know, I was looking around the total sacks. I think I saw it 6.5. I know Paul likes that bet.
Steelers side.
Yeah.
That's got to be for the game, right?
Yeah, for the game. Both. Yes, sorry. For the game.
I don't hate that. Usually 5.5 is where it settles. 6.5, a little steep, but I see the case for that. A couple interesting notes. So the Steelers are actually like top 10 against the run. Jonathan Taylor at 86.5. You could look at going under that, or if you want to build in a little insurance. I believe his rushing plus receiving yards is 103.5. So I think you could, I'll be looking at some unders there. And then another one you could look at on the Colts side is Paris Campbell. In Matt Ryan's last four starts, Campbell has a 24% target share, 40% end zone target share, and 1.73 yards per route run for red zone targets. So that could be an option there. And the Steelers, by the way, they allow the second most yards, and they're tied for allowing the most touchdowns to wide receivers. So there could – now, granted, they haven't had Watt for a good amount of the season. Fitzpatrick's been in and out of the lineup. But for the season, not a great passing defense, so there could be some opportunities for some Colts receivers there. Although – it'll be interesting because, like, Jeff Saturday came in saying he wants to run the ball, wants to run the ball, wants to run the ball. So we'll see how much they – it turns into kind of a ground game slog.
Yeah. Another prop I thought was interesting is Matt Ryan under 36.5 yards, longest completion. He's only – I mean, he's obviously getting older, but he's only gone over that, like, twice this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you're only concerned about a catch and run there, right? Like, he's not airing it out like that anymore for the most part.
Exactly. Like, he's not looking to do that like he used to. So I think that could be a good look. What about our guy Freiermuth? I just love his last name. That's... so maybe love that dude.
Aaron, that's who I was actually taking a look at that I wanted to bring up next. So I know people want George Pickens to be the guy, and maybe he will be long-term with Pickett. But as far as volume, it's all Freiermuth. Now, he hasn't scored a touchdown since week 2 against New England, but when we look at the targets, he had 12 targets last week against the Bengals, caught 8 of them for 79 yards. 7, 7, 9.
Against a good Bengals defense.
It seems like that's Freiermuth is his go-to guy. Is there value on him for an anytime touchdown since we haven't seen one in a while? It wouldn't surprise me if we saw one there. Colts not great against tight ends.
Plus 175.
Plus 175, that's okay.
What about reception?
Receptions?
His receiving prop was last night 43.5. Now it's at 44.5. Maybe you can shop around. That's at BetMGM. I saw the 44.5 just now.
I like that.
You know, like you said, 78 last week. I think even 44.5 I would look over.
I like that. With the number of targets he's getting, checking on receptions, it's – what is it? I don't see it. It's listed – it's listed for these other guys, Deontay Johnson, Pickens, Najee. Don't see a receptions yet. 3.5 or 4.5? That's the question. Probably 4.5.
Yeah.
They'll go 4.5 on that. Yeah, I like that. I like those Freiermuth props on the Steelers side. I'm finding Paul threw a couple out there, but I don't love any Colts ones. Do you guys?
Just that one, I like the receivers is where I would look just because of the Steelers have been susceptible to that a little bit, and they've been better against the run, so if they force them to some passing situations. But like I said, so Paris Campbell I think will be a look at 45.5, but I'm not going to go crazy there with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to – so Campbell, what, he had 76 and a touchdown on 7 grabs a couple weeks ago. Like, do you think – he's in a good spot maybe with the change at OC, change at QB. Is that the angle?
I think it's the Matt Ryan connection. Like, cause it was better earlier in the year. And then when Ryan came back, kind of picked up where they left off. And I mean, he's been getting a bunch of targets the last couple of weeks with Matt Ryan in there. So that's basically the thought there.
Speaking of Matt Ryan, would you look under 235.5 for his passing yards?
Whew. Interception for sure. What's the interception number? Ooh. It's got to be high.
Yeah,
it's got to be crazy high.
Hold on, let me check.
-135.
I love that.
I see a -122 out there for over half a interception.
Paul, can we bet on a Minka pick?
I feel like it's very tough to find defensive player specific interceptions, but can look around.
I've seen it. I bet you it's going to be listed at like at least a site or two, because for an island game and for a defense like that, do they have Watt sacks? Over, oh geez, it's really juice. -175 for over half. If I could find over 1.5 at plus money, I'd bet that.
Yeah. By the way, just in general, the numbers we're getting for sacks earlier in the season are long gone. Like, you were getting minimal value on any of these sack props. Used to be able to get like 3-1s, 4-1s, +350s. I don't know if you see much above +250 anymore.
Jeez. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, Brad Spielberger of Pro Football Focus. He's back with us, and I can't wait. He loves the Eagles first half system play. It did hit. I was worried there for a second, but it did. We'll ask him about it next.